The sermon this morning is based on the reading, especially based on the reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, but I will also refer to the other readings. To start, I reread Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is a teaching through many narratives in the Old Testament and certainly in the New Testament, with Jesus as being the very Word of God, that God's word is close to us. God's word is close to his people. This reading from Deuteronomy 30 is towards the end of the book. And the book itself is a collection of some sermons, teachings that Moses gave. And to really understand what he's teaching here well, it's important to remember the context. God had made a promise to Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. He had called him out of his father's place where he had grown up, and he had called him to move with his family and all his people to Canaan. And God called Abraham to continue to listen to him, not just to move to Canaan and forget about him, but to continue to listen to God, and for his descendants to continue to listen to God. Those descendants listen to God fairly well, not always. We see some sinning among his descendants. But during that time of famine, Jacob and his sons moved to Egypt. And while there in Egypt, they increased. And the scriptures say the Pharaoh, no longer in Exodus 1, the Pharaoh no longer remembered where Joseph and his family, how important they were or how powerful Joseph was, and they were gradually made into slaves. And God then redeemed his people, bought back his people out of slavery from Egypt with the 10 plagues, crossing the Red Sea, gathering at Mount Sinai. Now at Mount Sinai, in Exodus chapters 19 through 24 and longer, they received the covenant through Moses. And that covenant included how to live with one another. It included the Ten Commandments, but it included more than that. It also included how they were supposed to treat one another, how they were supposed to treat the stranger, how they were supposed to treat the widow and the fatherless. And also, it included the sacrifices. For God knew they would sin. So when you sin, then you would offer this sacrifice or that sacrifice. And yearly, there would be a day of atonement for all the sacrifices of the people. These were the rules and statutes given to Moses that the people should follow in. All those things. So now, in Deuteronomy, towards the end of Moses' life and ministry among the people, soon he will die, and the leadership will be taken up by Joshua. Now he tells the people in sermons recorded here how they need to continue to live. God had made a promise to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God had kept them safe through a great famine. The whole family moved to Egypt. Then they became slaves. And God now has called them out, and Moses has led them for 40 years. And Moses says to them, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, what I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, all these things that he's given us, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Does that mean that they would be perfect and have to be perfect and obey like the Ten Commandments perfectly? They should obey the Ten Commandments, but when they did not obey, when they sinned, there were sacrifices that they were supposed to do. And there were festivals of the Lord to walk in his ways and keep his statutes and rules. So what Moses is saying is not just be good and you will be blessed. He's saying everything that God has given you, the Ten Commandments, the law is yes, but also how to treat one another and also to make these sacrifices for forgiveness. Keep in all these things and you will be blessed. In the bulletin, I also wrote on the green notes the verses right before these verses, verses 11 through 14. Moses said to them, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it." And he continues, "See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil." God is not unknown to us. His will is not unknown to us. It was close to the people at Moses' time. They had these teachings with them. And we have Christ and the revealing of the new covenant with us today. It is not far from us. If we are confused by about what's going on in our life or tragedies or movements, whatever is going on, are we paying attention to what's right in front of us? His word, how to live, his ways of forgiveness. It's not far. It strikes me that Moses said, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." I'm sure what has gone on in all of the history of humankind, but certainly we see it going on today, is people will say, "What is good and bad? And that, okay, the good thing I will do and the bad thing I won't do." And so then the question is, who gets to choose what is good and bad? And people decide themselves to choose this is good, this is bad. And so that is the way the world lives. The world does not say what leads to life and what leads to death. That is what God is concerned about, is life. That his people will really have life, which means they need to be with him and walk in his ways and receive his forgiveness. Life. It's not that that way is bad. That's not the first description of it. Is that way is death. That way is death. So the scriptures always, they want us to think about our life with God. Means to walk in his ways, but our life with God. He's given us life. We don't make ourselves alive. We don't do something to become alive. We have life with God, and there is a way of living. If we do anything else, it's not just bad. Yeah, you can say it's bad, but it's death. It's death. And God doesn't want death for his people. He wants life for his people. Life and death. That's what is set before us. This is what Psalm 1, the psalm we had for our intro today, is talking about. Psalm 1, the head of 150 psalms, says, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Because there is life. And I've said it once, and I've said it many times, law here is Torah. It includes law, like Ten Commandments, but includes at least the first five books of Moses. That means also the teachings of Moses and the sacrifices that Moses gave from God. All these things, you meditate on them, then we are blessed. But if we go away from them, then we're with the wicked and the scoffers. And we don't have life. It's life and death. This plays out in a lot of ways in our lives. The last couple verses and the first verse of the reading from Philemon were not assigned. And I said, it's only a few verses more. Let's just read the whole book. It's a short little book. So we read the whole thing. Did you catch what's happening there? Onesimus owed some money and ran away from Philemon. And they're both Christians. And Onesimus ran to Paul, and Paul's in jail. And Paul writes back to Philemon and says, "I don't want to command you. I want to appeal to you. Everything Onesimus owes, I will pay back. Receive him back." What Paul is putting before Philemon is the decision, am I going to hold Onesimus to the human accounts? Am I going to hold him guilty of what he still owes me or what he's done? Or, as Paul says, am I going to receive him as a brother in Christ? Even what he's paid, Paul is going to pay. He owes me nothing. In fact, we're brothers in Christ. And Paul appeals to Onesimus. Paul appeals to Philemon. What will you think, Philemon? What will you think about Onesimus in Christ? Who wants to come back to you? Philemon? Are you going to think as the world, or are you going to think as Christ? Are you going to go in the world's way of thinking, or Christ's way of thinking? Blessed is a man who walks in the law of the Lord, the teachings of the Lord. It's a very specific situation about talking about living as a Christian and forgiving and receiving back and having accounts settled up rather than seeking out revenge and what is owed to me, because you owe that to me, no matter what. This is what Jesus is talking about if we are his disciples. Do not love yourself more than you love Christ. Do not love anything or anybody more than Christ. Christ is life. Follow his way. It's very stark words. Hating your mother, your brother, your wife, your son, your daughter. Even hating your own life. What is Christ calling us to do? Calling the crowds to do? He's calling them to take him seriously, to take his teaching seriously, to take everything that he talks about above as number one, as priority. Everything else should be second and lower. This is what God is saying in Deuteronomy. There is life and there is death. God has given you life, then yes, you have family and you have a wife and you have all these things in your life and you take care of them. But you follow God and what he says about these things. He is the one who gives you life. Because if you put your wife first, or if you put your family first, or you put your job first, guess what? You don't have life anymore. That's the world's way of thinking. And that, in the end, isn't any good for your spouse, and that's no good for your family, and that's no good for the people at work if you're following them first, and you've forgotten God, because you don't know what death, life is anymore. But with Christ, there is life. And these other things are secondary. But in these other things, we share the life with them. Onesimus could share in the life with Philemon, life in Christ. Moses puts it very simply. There is life, there is death. Which will it be? Christ puts it very simply, there is following me, there is following anything else. Which will it be? Life and death. This is not hard, as Moses says. It's in our heart and in our minds. God's word. Where we find that we make mistakes and we can't make the right decisions, and we won't on our own, God says, but my word is in you. My spirit is in you. Listen to me. Listen to my son. Follow him. Follow him. Jesus reassured us and his disciples. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The way of life is Christ. If we're in Christ, then the wife, the husband, the family, the job, the whatever, can maybe also be in Christ. But if we follow those things before Christ, then where is our life? Where is our way? Where is our truth? Life and death. It's right with us. God's given us his life. He asks us to follow. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for making so plain to us that we are your sons and daughters, that you give us life. And we ask you to lead us and enable us and strengthen us to stay in the life that you have given us. And as you have given us your son, Jesus, help us to listen to his teachings, believe them, stay in them, and repent when we go away from them to come back. We ask you to be with us today, to be with our families. We ask you to be with us tomorrow and all the coming days, that all things may be according to your will and according to the life that you give us in Christ Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.